Saturday the 28th, and I'm at Oxford Circus, where a group of people in wheelchairs have attached themselves to a chain which is blocking one of the roads, which is Regent Street North. I'm now going to go and try and speak to some of the people involved. You're one of the people involved in this protest.
Yes, I am.
Can you tell us what organisation you're with and what it's about?
I'm with the Mental Health Resistance Network. We're protesting against all of the cuts to benefits, and particularly the benefits that affect people with mental health problems, but all cuts to disability benefits. We're appalled that the government are even contemplating this.
Okay, so can you talk about how this affects people with mental health problems?
Well, first of all, it means that many people will be forced onto unemployment benefit or into inappropriate jobs when they're really not at all well enough for this to happen. Also, it will push a lot of people into poverty. And this is happening at a time when mental health services are being slashed, which we fear will result in suicides. We know that people have already attempted suicide, they've had to increase their medication because of anxiety, and some people are facing destitution as a result of these cuts.
And why do you think this is happening?
I think it's happening because we have the Tory government are taking the opportunity to remove the welfare state and as far as they possibly can. They're using the national debt as an excuse for pushing through what are ideological steps to remove as far as possible the things that working class and ordinary people have depended on if they become sick and disabled. Ultimately, this government are fighting for the rich and for large corporations, and ordinary people are just fodder.
Okay, thanks very much.
Cheers.
Okay, hi, so you're with this protest. Can you tell us which group you're with and why you're here, please?
I'm with Disabled People Against Cuts, and I'm here to create a space for our voice to be heard.
Okay, thanks very much. Why do you think these cuts in benefit are happening now?
These cuts are happening because of a fallacy that there isn't enough money to go around. There's not enough money to provide for the people who are most isolated and poorest in the country when you have large multinationals reaping fortunes on the broken backs of poor and disabled people throughout this country.
Okay, thanks very much.
Cheers.
Hi, you with this protest? Okay, so can you tell us what group you're with and why you're here?
I'm an activist with lots of different groups, and I'm here because I'm disgusted by the government's cuts and demonisation, just collective punishment of disabled people in this country who are already having the hardest time, the absolutely hardest time, isolation, poverty, depression, and now they're just going for them. And I just think it's despicable. It's part of a wider agenda of attacking the weakest people in society, because basically, you know, students, unemployed, disabled people, pensioners, the government thinks they're not going to fight back. But today is a really clear example of how people are fighting back, whoever they are, however old, however young, whatever their condition, and they're resisting and say, we're not going to take this. And I really hope there's much more of this kind of action. And, you know, I think, you know, people with disabilities, and I don't even think that's the right word, but people who've got these afflictions should be more visible, should be more active, should be, you know, really a huge part of the anti-cuts movement, anti-capitalist movement. And so, yeah, this is, for me, it's about solidarity. It's also, my friend Sue here said a very important point. Do you want to say it? That we're all going to be disabled.
Right, yes, I mean, we were saying some people are obviously inconvenienced, but actually, unless something worse happens, we're all going to end up disabled eventually, you know?
For sure.
Not us, then our parents, our grandparents, and God forbid our children, but there you go. You know, we need to fight not just for their rights, but also eventually for ours. We're all part of the same group.
Okay, so can you tell us which group you're with and why you're here today, please?
I'm here sort of with UK Uncut, and I'm here because I think the welfare reform bill is just extremely damaging. It's going to destroy a lot of people's lives.
Okay, for people who don't know what the reform bill is, can you give an idea of what it does?
Well, they're making massive changes to the to all forms of welfare, but in particular today we're campaigning about the cuts to disability allowance and other kinds of disability benefits that are going to massively impact on the lives of disabled people and make them more reliant on their partners and make their daily lives a lot more difficult, basically.
Okay, so they're going to say that this is austerity cuts and there's no alternative, there's no money to be spent. What do you say to that?
Well, it's nonsense. It's a lie. That's, you know, and they know that, and it, you know, most economists know that, you know, it's been a successful lie, but it's a lie nonetheless, and it doesn't matter how many times you repeat a lie, it doesn't become true.
Okay, so where could they get the money from?
Well, you know, they could get the money, I mean, from corporate tax avoidance is a great example. Generally rebalancing the difference between the rich and the poor by demanding lots of, Trident is another one, but also demanding that the 83% taxpayer-owned RBS pays its way. Those are just some examples.
Do you think bombing Iran will help?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that will make life easier for everybody. Yeah. No.
Yeah. No, it won't. Okay, thanks.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you tell us which group you're with?
I'm here with DPAC.
Okay, and why are you here?
Because I want to protest against the cruel cuts that are hitting the disabled horrendously in this country. That and the horrible, horrible propaganda that's been coming out from our government, trying to villainise genuinely disabled people as being scroungers, as being parasites. The 75% rise in hate crime that's come along with that I experience daily. Because going out shopping, people come up to me and they ask me, do you really need to be in that wheelchair? Or are you, you know, are you just doing it for the benefits? I'm like, no, why? I don't know why anybody would want to in this day and age. Even the pavements aren't accessible half of the time in the UK.
Are you seriously saying people ask you why you're in a wheelchair and whether you need it?
Yes, quite regularly, actually. I'm a 28-year-old woman and I don't look all that disabled when people look at me straight away because they can't see the damage that's done to my abdomen. And it's just, it's horrendous. They just assume, people think so, that, like, every other person who's disabled is a faker of some description, and it needs to stop. It really does, especially in the name of equality and all that's fair.
Hi, you're sitting here with a sign that says, what next? Gas chambers again. Can you tell us what that means?
Well, I think the government and some of the parts of the media have been really trying to stigmatise disabled people and portray them as scroungers and fakers. And it's terrible that these ignorant people who have no idea about what disability living allowance is for or what disability is like and the sort of things that many people in this country have to struggle with on a daily basis can do that. And it's almost that they're trying to start up a hate campaign, and that is exactly what they did with the Jews in Nazi Germany. And in fact, with the disabled people in Nazi Germany, they made them wear black triangles, which is why we got the black triangle campaign. And you know, if they carry on like this, there's already a huge amount of hate crime happening in this country against disabled people. I myself have been abused when I've been out, and it gets to the point where I get frightened of being out among people in areas I don't know, because I don't know what people are going to say or do to me. So, you know, we shouldn't be having to live like this. I mean, the article in the Sun yesterday was absolutely hateful, and I couldn't sleep last night because of that, and that's why I decided to come today, because I couldn't sleep. And this welfare bills cuts, people are not going to survive it. Already 31 have killed themselves, and I'm worried for a lot of people that I know. People aren't going to survive these cuts, and they're not going to survive this sort of treatment at the hand of the British public and the government, when we shouldn't have to endure this, and we should hang our heads in shame as a country when we've got multi-millionaires and the bankers, they're the ones that made the mistakes. The giant corporations, they're the ones that avoid their tax. If we just got back some of that tax on the tax havens and these sweetheart deals, we wouldn't have to do this to the disabled people or the elderly. I mean, what sort of nation are we when we, the richest crimes are taken out on the poorest and the most vulnerable in society? You know, what's it coming to? It's all wrong. It's all wrong.
Okay, I came today because I get disability living allowance, and I am definitely one of the 500,000 that's going to lose it because I'm in the lowest rate of care band. I wanted to say, protest, that the Tories are taking away our benefits, saying that we're scroungers and so on, but actually that benefit allows me to go to work. It's the only thing that lets me participate in work and in society, because although I get good wages, I still could not afford to drive an adapted car to work and park it in London, and I can't go on the tube every day without excruciating pain, being off sick so often that I get sacked. It's the only thing that lets me be able to get lunch at work without having to kind of cook the night before, or to go to meetings and protests, trade union stuff, out with my friends, to afford to exist and be able to go home and get a takeaway when I'm in too much pain to cook. Without that disability benefit, I cannot participate. I will just sit at home on the dole, effectively. So when they say that we are scroungers, they are bloody liars. Of course they are, we know. The other thing I wanted to say is that we can't accept divisions in this society. They took it away from asylum seekers and migrants before they came to take it away from us, disability living allowance and all the other benefits. They're trying to divide us, the single mothers, the disabled, the migrants, but we're not to be divided. We're one society. We're the society of the people that work, the people that don't own big houses, that didn't go to Eton. We're the ordinary people, and we've got to get those Tory bastards out.
Indy Media. Okay, so if you could tell us which organisation you're with and why you're here, please.
I'm from DPAC, and we're here to show our anger and outrage at the Welfare Reform Bill. It gives a lie to the government's claim that we're all in this together. It's really clear that we're not. We've got a government that, on the one hand, is giving away $25 billion a year in tax breaks for the super rich and multinationals, and at the same time launching an all-out assault on the poorest members of our society, including disabled people. The latest tax break they've given to Vodafone, $2 billion, more than covers the so-called saving they're planning to make by cutting disability support for 500,000 disabled people. That's essential support that people need just to function in their day-to-day lives. So this is outrageous, and we're reduced to doing this because the government's not listening.
Fantastic. Thanks very much.